Lipcast Slovakia, the podcast about Slovak literature in English. Hello, welcome to Lipcast Slovakia. My name is Julia Sherwood, and on this 22nd episode, I'll be talking to Eva Karadi in Budapest. Eva Karadi is a literary organizer. She was the editor-in-chief of Magyar Letter International, Hungarian edition. She has a PhD in philosophy and has taught philosophy at the Eötvös Loránd University in Budapest since 1969. She has chaired the Hungarian National Committee of the European Cultural Foundation since 1998. And has organized many European and regional events, including revolutions and restorations, intellectuals between morals and politics, samizdat. Eva is the co-organizer of the annual European First Novel Festival at the Budapest International Book Festival. Hello, Eva. Welcome to Lipcast Slovakia.
Hello.
Nice to hear you. Now, I've read out your very impressive background, which is mostly in philosophy, but over the years you have been involved in many general cultural and increasingly literary activities. So can you tell us how this shift came about?
Yes, I try. So I studied philosophy and literature at the university, and when I was asked to join the editorial group of the Hungarian edition of Lettres Internationales, I tried to invite some colleagues from philosophy or history, some other academic fields, and then I had to find out that writers write better. So I started to get involved more in the literary field, and as essay was the leading genre of Lettres Internationales, it was a good field where philosophy and literature could meet.
Now, you've been a great champion of European literature and have organized countless literary events. Some were linked to the Budapest Book Festival and featured many European writers, both emerging and established. So can you talk us through all these related but separate events?
The first one I was involved in was probably the European First Novel Festival, which we started in the year of 2000, and it was part of the Budapest International Book Festival every spring. And as editor-in-chief of the Hungarian edition of Lettres Internationales, we always had international writers participating at the book festival and had readings and events with them. And we also published an English supplement of our spring issue with the help of Europapont, which is the at the house of the European Commission in Budapest. And it was 10 years ago when we started to have a special event called European Writers Meeting, with the European writer participating at the Budapest Book Festival, with very interesting panel discussions over European topics. You also attended one of those when Slovakia was a guest of honor country of the book festival.
That's right, and it really was a very interesting discussion. The First Novel Festival, I also was lucky enough to attend two meetings that were part of that, and there was a booklet with samples of their works. Are these booklets still available for the past festivals, at least online? That's one question. And then I would also like to ask you, some of those writers who were invited to the first novel festival have since become quite well known. Which ones have left the deepest impression on you?
So, yes, for this occasion of the European First Novel Festival, we are always preparing a booklet with some. We are introducing the writers, the books, with some excerpts from their books in the original language, in English and Hungarian translation. And it's very popular also among the language teachers, they can use it very well. It is available online on the website of the book festival, and we also have it in printed form. And really, you are right. Many of those writers who were part of our event as first novelists became well known in the meantime, this event also helped to introduce these young emerging writers for the publishing houses. So some of them have their books translated and published in Hungarian, like Pavel Rankov, Jana Benyova, Zuzka Keplova, and so on.
Thank you. And so you have become quite an expert on Slovak literature, and I've always wondered if you've done so much for other European literatures, or whether Slovak is a particular favorite of yours. And following on from that, could you tell us which Slovak writers are your favorites?
Yes, this is a complex question, but I think one of the biggest experience for me was the book of Veronika Šikulová, because it thematized also the complicated relationship intertwined the traditions of Hungarians and Slovaks. And I have a book series edited by Larmatom Budapest, which is called Somewhere in Europe, and we are bringing one important novel about 20th century, sometimes family novels, which can represent the given country. And this book of Veronika Šikulová is the Slovakian book in this series. And what we always do also in this series, that we ask well-known Hungarian writers to write an introduction to the book, and it was Pál Závada who did it to Šikulová's book, and we also had live presentations with them together. And yeah, you ask me if there's a special interest for the Slovak literature. I have to say that when I was editing letter, we always had some special issues concentrating on the literature, contemporary literature of one given country, and we had three special issues with Slovak literature, and we were also concentrating on regional literatures. We had a special Visegrad project and Visegrad issues, and this was also a framework for presenting Slovak literature and ongoing Slovak discussions. But the main event was when Slovakia was guest of honor country at the Budapest Book Festival, and it was a huge work. We were working on it a whole year. It started at the book festival in 2015, when Peter Esterházy and Pavel Vilikovský together introduced this project of inviting Slovakia for guest of honor country, and we worked very well together with Mrs. Velova, with Slolia, Slovak Literary Center, the Slovak Cultural Institute in Budapest, with Gabor Husedi, and my main partner in this preparatory project was Renata Deakova. So I could tell you long stories about this. I rather stop now, and I'm waiting for you for the questions.
Yes, actually, you went ahead a little bit. I was going to ask you about this book festival where Slovakia was a special guest of honor. It was in 2016, and I was also there, and it was really amazing. And so now 5 years have passed since then, and do you feel that this all that effort that you've put into it, you said a full year of work, has it paid off in terms of helping Slovak literature to really make its mark in Hungary? Have any of the Slovak writers who attended become really well established?
Certainly. So I think it was a very good work of cooperation from both sides, Renata Deakova organized a series of events called Oasis at the Slovak Cultural Institute, always involving Hungarian well-known writers and literati, and she organized a seminar for the young translators of Slovak literature into Hungarian. We organized together so-called a bursary for the main publishing houses, and with the help of the Lit Centrum Slovakia, we have proposed them different writers and genres from contemporary Slovak literature. So sort of 40 books were published for this event, also books for children and first class literary books. Kaligram Publisher is, of course, one of the leading publishing houses, which always brings Slovak authors as well. But there are a few who are still being translated and published as a follow-up of this big event. As Sylvester Lavrik's Tiso book will be is translated and will be published this year, Peter Balko's book on Loshant is coming out with Kaligram very soon, and there are other books in preparations. Of course, not 40 in 1 year, but at least 4 or 5.
That is really wonderful, and that festival, I think, was fantastic success. I was there myself, and I remember very well how your contribution to this was recognized there. There was this great moment at the end of the festival where, as a tribute to you, Vlado Janček, a Slovak poet, composed a funny poem that was in praise of you, with every stanza ending with Eva Karadi. And it was performed there as a kind of relay by 10 translators. Each of them produced their own version of this Slovak poem in Hungarian. It was really amazing. And I thought that it would be really nice if we could contribute to it. So I asked my husband to have a go, and he's come up with one stanza. So if you allow me, I will just read it out to you. 100 issues of Letra, each one better and better. A fount of ideas clever, Karadi Eva forever.
Wonderful, thank you so much. This is beautiful.
And that brings me back to Letra Internacional, which was already mentioned, and this is a journal that was started by Antonin Lim in Paris in 1984, and you joined it when the Hungarian edition started in 1991 and went on to become its editor-in-chief. Basically, you held that position until it ceased to exist after 100 issues in 2017. But Lettres Internationales was published in many languages, but not in English. So, could you just explain the concept to our listeners who may not be familiar with it?
I think the main idea in Lettres Internationales was that in the 17th, 18th century, the leading intellectuals all over Europe were exchanging letters among each other. In these letters, they were exchanging their ideas. And Antonin Lim in the late 80s wanted to continue this tradition. And also, a very important part of this was that to include Central European and East European literatures to the big world literatures. That there is you cannot make a difference between small literatures and big literatures. There are leading languages, so to say, and there are smaller languages, but big literatures and important ideas are formulated also in this smaller languages. This way, translation from other languages was the main task of this initiative, and exchanging the best texts, best essays among each other.
Letter played a kind of role of a bridge also between the East and the West before 1989. And that brings me to my final question about this really exciting bridge project called Aquaphone, a Hungarian-Slovak event on the Danube. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
This is an initiative of Karol Fryhof, who was born in Parkány, Štúrovo, and he lives in Switzerland. And he's making this Aquaphone project since several years in three languages. In Štúrovo, in German, Slovak, and Hungarian, and it is based on the tradition then where there were no bridge between the two sides of the Danube. The people living in the two sides were communicating over the river. So on the first weekend of June, he's always organizing an event, having a writer, either a German, a Slovak, or a Hungarian-speaking writer, translated into other languages, and having their work written for this occasion, a dialogue being written and recited with music over the Danube. And I think Danube is really very important for our future cooperation between Slovakian and Hungarian literature, and we are planning a further project based on the Danube.
Well, I hope that the Aquaphone Festival can take place this year, that the pandemic will finally calm down and go away, and your new Danube project is successful. So I wish you good luck with that, and I hope you can continue with your fantastic activities for many years to come. Thank you very much, Eva, for coming on the podcast. Thank you.
Thank you for the possibility. Bye-bye.
Thank you, and thank you to everyone for listening. Bye.